مهديان ستيتوثا بلكت ناشا تامه يان شقلال تويهوثا يان دميروثا بي سربرايزت ديذي خساما زودة من شقلتة زودة درمانه يان أوفردوز جو استراليا إلي من درمانانه مخشيخ من دكتوره دي كاثولا دكتور قمدانه لا من درمانه لا قانوناي لا إذاثة مبلغت الدرمانه مخشيخ من دكتوره إلي خاقنطة صاخو ثنايا يان زدوثة خلمانيتا داخي درمان مخشيخ من دكتور إلي خسامة من درمانتا يان سمسامة يان مطارستا تريتمنت إلا لاش قلتي أخ مرت الدكتور مثهويان تيلا تبيشي رابا قنطاية يان مزدآني ميقرت بي محمد إلي مدبرانتا سكرايب وايز خا شثآسة لا قنيانة not for profit المبصرة الدرمان مخشيخ الدكتورة ماريلا ناشليا ذيك ما جلدي ينقلولا بيشي ليبي يان أمينة يان رواية لن درمانانة
It kind of all really happens, you know, quite accidentally, if you say it that way. So, you know, they might have been to a hospital for minor surgery, or if they've gone to a dentist, or they suffer from chronic back pain and they've been prescribed these medications. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, the patient might not kind of take the medications as prescribed.
خاكما بزونا لا يريخا مثاويان تيلت بيشي ليبي يان أميني لن درمناني. جون ريان قوم دبرانوث الشثآسة بينينغتون أب آي نوت فور بروفيت كي بلخا الدراروثة شقلتت مشيناني يان كاونترينج سبستانس أبيوز أو شثآسة مخشخلة أو يوم بريشة الميذيتا دشقال الدرمان زودة يان أوفردوز دي لمبالة بطلاثي وخا بأب جون ريان ماري لكل خمس هويانتلت بايش ليبا يان أدكتت أو قنطة زدوثة بايش ليبا الدرمناني
People used to think that the overdose problem was just about heroin or illegal drugs and it only affected people that were illegal drug users. But actually most overdose deaths in Australia are from prescription drugs and it's not just people living in the inner city, it's actually right across the cities in suburban areas as well as in regional and rural areas and it's right across the age range as well in fact the most risky age is between 30 and 60
ان شغلت درمانه مبصرت مرة pain killers خيلانه مخ مورفين او اوكسايكودون مخشوخ هلد مصاوث عم دكتور وعم صيدلاية تخثث برميته كمالش قاله وكما بشاقل من دوا درمانة ريسايث يان دوس
I would really encourage people to talk very openly with their doctors about these drugs. It's, you know, they've got a very important medical role and they're actually good drugs. The only risk is if they're not taken as directed. And for example, combining these drugs with alcohol is not recommended. That really increases overdose risk. So it's actually important for people to have a good understanding of these drugs and also to follow clearly the doctor's instructions and the pharmacist's instructions.
راباناشي لبرشد آني درمان مخشيخ من دكتوره ودرمان دلقلاي counter medications هاوي عم قنطوثة هاتخا ويلة عم بول هاي قد دربنه قم خجمة شنه ولثوز دوثة من مبلغت الدرمانة إثوابه كودين
My addiction started probably about when I was 21 years of age. I had a sports injury, a shoulder injury playing football, and I was taking Panadol for that, and that wasn't working, and a friend suggested taking some medication called Nurofen Plus. That's where it all started. I was taking two a day, and then it got up to four and five and six, and then to eventually it got to 90 tablets a day before I got rushed to hospital.
إيوه مخشيخة من دكتور الخوذة من يرخى تشباط ترق البيوت منسر وإياخا باسعت خذت إلى الشنطان تاع الدرماني وشقلتي من داني درماني مبصران دمرأة يعني pain killers ودرماني خانت بيش شقيلة مخشخت الدكتورة خكمة وذيل خرزة خاثة لدى يقوثة يعني monitoring إذ مبلغت الدرماني مخشيخة الدكتور المثخة منسر يرخي بي محمد من سكرابت وايز ان باشوقي لأو خرزة داخي معقوله ين ازي بثر مبلغته اداني درمنان الديله مخشيخه من دكتوره.
It will be the first system in Australia that would allow GPs and pharmacists to have access to the information just so they're able to ensure that before they write their script, that's actually a patient that's not gotten their script somewhere else or potentially to kind of really understand what kind of dosage of medications that the patient is on and then whether to understand whether the patient might be at risk of dependency or not. So it's something that would really, I guess, allow health professionals to make a more informed decision, really.
At nghzeloha I itli asqutha bi marela ithnashe qa tahirile.
There's actually different services in different states, so it really depends which state that you live in. There's helpline numbers to just talk about your issue, and what these helplines usually do is they might be able to refer you to the right GP, potentially look at a recovery or even like a treatment plan to get you off these medications. And what we're really trying to do ultimately is to say to people, if you feel that you might be developing that dependency, it just kind of knowing that there's nothing wrong with what they feel, and it's just about having the right conversation and seeking help.
باثرماد مليز لبول ومنوبلن البذكريه مصيل بول تبارق من سما دقو باغري وبراغة من إيلبتة يعني أدكشن تخاري لي داخي أي إيلبتة الدرمانة أو ذوالي الخوذايا.
Because people do need help and sometimes they're just too scared to come out and get it.
جون ريان من شوث أسد بينينغتون والي للبة الكرخة إثل عسقوثة قوم بلوخ الدرمانة مخشيخة من دكتوره وباقي هيارتا
Part of the solution is actually to have conversations about drugs and to have conversation about addiction so that we can actually better understand the risks and also better understand how to respond. And doctors are actually an excellent resource to talk about these issues. And I don't think people should feel shy to talk to their doctors about these issues. Obviously, it's always an uncomfortable conversation, but it's actually really much better to have the conversation than to keep silent.
بدم رشلوخ ديو تسنيق الهيارتا أو يذت خابر صوبا باع هيارتا أم صاوث عم دختر ديو خد بيثوثا أو قريل تليفون خا طلاثا خا 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 أربا تشرارة إيوة كثيوة بياد أندري بورجي ومريستو مقروتا تعادل دنو.